A local author has recently published a book about her life as a refugee in eastern Germany at the end of the Second World War. Helga Jihadi, who's lived in Buckinghamshire for 46 years, felt it was the right time to publish her story with the recent D-Day commemorations. I asked Helga what inspired her to write the book.
I think one of the reasons was I would never talk about it. I had a rather bad time when I was a refugee, and my family always inquired what had happened during that time. I would tell them about my life under Hitler and what it was like at school, but when it came to the point where we had to leave East Prussia because of the Russian armies coming the earth, I would stop. I wouldn't talk about it. Eventually, my family persuaded me because they felt they would like to know, and once I'd written it, which wasn't very easy, they said it was absolutely fantastic. You know, this ought to be published because people ought to know what happened in the East. I think most people know what happened in the western part because of the Normandy landings and then the Allied armies eventually reaching Germany. But you see, the German people didn't leave then because they knew they would get good treatment from the English and Americans. But in the East, we knew what the Russians were like.
Now, how did you end up here in Buckinghamshire?
I got married.
And where did you meet your husband?
I met my husband in Switzerland, but I didn't talk an awful lot about it because that's supposed to go into my second book. I cut the book off when I left Germany and going back to Switzerland again because the Swiss embassy got us to go back so we could start a new life there. I met my husband in Switzerland and then I got married, and that's how I came to England. But I went back to Switzerland first after I was a refugee because my father was Swiss, and that's one of the reasons why we could go back to our homeland and start a new life again.
Now, how long have you been living in this country?
Oh, 46 years. 47 years, actually, because I've been married 46 years.
And have you always lived in Buckinghamshire?
Yes, I always lived in Buckinghamshire.
Where have you lived particularly?
I lived at first in South Heath, and then I moved to Wendover, and now we moved to Aylesbury 15 years ago.
You obviously like this area. What is it about Buckinghamshire that you feel so attached to?
I don't think it's so much like it. My husband had a factory in Great Missenden, and of course that was his place of work, so he had to be there until it was sold, and I'm afraid in the end it finished up as an estate where they would build houses, and then he was made retired. So of course there was no point in us moving away, having lived all our married life in Buckinghamshire. But I like the countryside. A lot of it reminds me of East Prussia, where I lived as a child. The green meadows and even the Chilterns, being just sort of small mountain range, is very pretty.
Did you find it was easy to integrate into community life here in Buckinghamshire 46 years ago?
Yes, it was very hard because although I was Swiss, the war was only just finished, and people still, I had to be very careful not to say too much that I lived in Germany, because in those days people hated the Germans very much because a lot of them had suffered quite a bit under the bombing of German planes. So in the beginning I had to be careful. I also, my language was very limited. I only had school English, which of course gradually improved, and I went to classes. But I must say, I found people very understanding and very kind, because they had been through a war, which was better than when I returned to Switzerland, because you see, Swiss people never had a war, and when we came back after the war, they didn't really understand us, but the English people did.
And so you found that you were accepted into life here, and you've been happy here ever since?
Oh yes, I've been very happy here.
Now, what do you think this book, or how do you think this book will relate to people here? Do you think people in Buckinghamshire will be interested in your book, as a local lady who's been through this very traumatic war experience?
I think you'll find they are interested in what happened in the last war. I've met a number of young girls even who said it was history, and history ought to be told. It's not only that I think they will buy the book because they know me. They know the name quite a bit because of my husband having it a factory. But it is also people who want to know what had happened in those days. And of course, we just had the celebrations of the 50th anniversary of the Norman landings. And I think that brought it into the foreground. And next year, we're going to have the anniversary, 50th anniversary of the end of the war. So we are bringing it forward again, but we're also telling stories which have never been told.
That was local author Helga Girardi talking to me about her recently published book entitled Helga, on her experiences as a wartime refugee. You're listening to The Mix magazine at 8 minutes to 7.